This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. Trade negotiations between Chinese and American officials began Monday in Beijing, with U.S. officials hoping to ease Chinese tariffs on American products. Those tariffs have hit Louisiana's soybean industry particularly hard. Dr. Charles Bustani represented South Louisiana in Congress for over a decade. He's teamed up with a nonpartisan campaign called Tariffs Hurt the Heartland, which, as its name suggests, opposes tariffs. Dr. Bustani, thanks for joining me.
Well, it's great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
So I just want to start with getting a general sense of how Louisiana's economy has been impacted since these tariffs went into effect.
Well, I think agriculture is taking the biggest hit. And keep in mind, tariffs are taxes. And what we've seen just totally since tariffs have been put in place, Louisiana taxpayers have paid $85 million in added cost, taxes basically, to the U.S. government in the form of tariffs. But for our farmers and our agriculture sector, which has been hit particularly hard, $39 million in new retaliatory tariffs have hit them, including $17 million in October alone as these tariffs were starting to take full effect. The problem now is that these tariffs have basically blocked market access for American exports, Louisiana exports of commodities like soybeans and other ag commodities.
Market access, what do you mean by that?
That means for our soybean farmers, they cannot find markets to export certain crops. So for instance, with soybeans, the Chinese government basically quit taking American soybeans as a result of these tariffs. And now we've got soybean farmers having to plow over their crops because they can't sell it into China, and they have no place to store the crop, and so they just take a loss on it.
And what are you hearing from those business owners and those farmers in Louisiana?
Well, what I'm hearing is that they are really being hurt. They're being hurt by this, and it's causing a lot of collateral damage to the Louisiana economy, and this could get certainly worse if this continues. I'm also hearing from those who have not been directly affected by it that it's creating a lot of uncertainty for business. And so there's a reticence to invest because of the uncertainty that's coming about. You've seen a lot of this reflected in the stock market lately, but small businesses are feeling it. And ultimately, if these tariffs are increased, as the president is talking about doing, it's going to take a full impact on consumers, a negative impact on consumers. So these tariffs are basically hurting across the board in the economy, and the full impact is just beginning at this time.
So what is it that you would like to see the Trump administration do to remedy this situation?
Well, these tariffs, they're hurting American business, and they've not achieved the desired outcome. The trade deficit that the president likes to talk about with China has actually gone up in the face of these tariffs. So what the president is doing is causing a lot of collateral damage to the U.S. and Louisiana economy with these tariffs. In fact, the problem is getting worse because it's weakening the Louisiana and U.S. economy, and we need a strong economy to build the leverage to deal with China. So I'm saying let's look at ways to strengthen the U.S. economy, not harm it. Let's not continue to tax it with these tariffs, and let's look at real targeted solutions with a real strategy to deal with China.
Dr. Bustani, thanks so much for taking the time to chat with me today.
I'm glad to do it. Thank you.
For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge and the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture and educating classrooms on renewable food, fiber, and fuel systems.